Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Across the ASEAN, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Across the ASEAN here on Money FM 89.3. And today we train our sights on Thailand, which is yet another country in the region that is gripped by another wave of COVID-19 infections that threatens to hampen an economic recovery there that is also dependent on Thailand's very crucial tourism sector. How might this all impact market sentiment in Thailand? And why is the Thai set still holding on to slender year-to-date gains despite recent losses? Well, today, on Across the ASEAN, we're joined by Mr. Kobsith Silpachai. He's the head of capital markets research at Kasikorn Bank. He joins us all the way from Bangkok to give us a better picture of what's going on with regards to market sentiment in that country. Kobsith, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and healthy during these uncertain times. And welcome back to the show, sir. Hope you've been well.
Thank you for having me.
All right. They're calling this the third wave of COVID-19 to hit Thailand. And some say it's the second one that's happened this year alone. Now, we have seen that the Thai set, for the most part, has been rather shaky, but still up year to date. But how has this third wave of infections that's hit Thailand, if we can call it that, how has it impacted market sentiment based on what you're seeing on the ground in Bangkok?
Well, I guess, you know, if you look at certain indicators, it's a bit mixed. Say, for example, if you look at the currency, because we've been off on holiday for about 2 days, so we've been kind of a laggard in terms of trying to digest the information about the outbreaks and what have you. So say, for example, today, Thai baht is down. It's probably the weakest in the region in terms of trading today, about 0.2% versus other currencies like where you are in terms of Singapore. To come back to your point about the outbreak in Thailand, it is beginning to paint a very dark cloud in terms of sentiment overall, in terms of some pressure on the stock market, and also in terms of the trading in the bond yields in the bond market. Even though we had recent inflation data seem bullish, but I think if you compare on a year-on-year basis, we're kind of probably comparing apples and oranges because of the outbreak last year was very depressing in terms of inflation. But overall, people are becoming more and more concerned about in terms of the plans that we had earlier in terms of trying to do these travel bubbles between Japan and Thailand that had to be shelved, trying to open up Phuket by, I think, July this year. That might have to be shelved as well because most of the economy is contracting now. Some information which would probably reflect more of the real sector sentiment is if you look at the Google mobility data, especially for transit, driving and, you know, moving around, is that, say, for example, last year, that index was about minus 60% compared to normal times. And now we're back down by minus 55 points. So that is a bit of a lead indicator in terms of economic activity in the real sector, rather than just looking at the financial market. So this is probably not painting a very good picture in terms of how we're handling the situation in terms of COVID outbreak, the third wave that you mentioned earlier.
Forecasts and outlooks always change, especially when you're dealing with something as unpredictable as a pandemic. You have hinted that this is going to have a pretty big impact actually on the Thai economy. Has Kasikorn Bank had to alter their outlook and expectations for the Thai economic GDP growth and say even the Thai set? Have there been any updates based on the research you folks have been conducting?
Yeah, I think there might be a bit of a dichotomy between the forecast in terms of the economy versus the stock market is because earlier in the beginning of the year, we were actually, our house was one of the most conservative. You know, we painted a picture of maybe 2.6% in January this year for growth of 2021, whereas the Bank of Thailand painted 3.2%. The NESDB, the think tank of the government, had 4%. And more recently, last month, we ratcheted that down to 1.8%, whereas the Bank of Thailand still has 3%. And I think we'll be releasing the new forecast. So everybody's ratcheting these numbers down, but reluctantly, nobody wants to paint a picture of a recession in comparison to last year because last year was already pretty bad. But to answer your question, the set index is up, you know, and the reason why is because if you look in terms of the component of the stock market, it's almost about 23% of the Thai stock market has a concentration in energy and utilities. So if you look at the graph of crude oil, it's been up almost 39% this year. So therefore, it looks like, how come the stock market is painting one picture and then the real economy is painting another picture, is because of the composition within the stock market itself. Therefore, you know, if oil has gone up by almost like 39% this year, these sectors are main beneficiaries and they comprise a pretty large chunk of the Thai stock market. So therefore, I think we still have a small upside bias in terms of the stock market rating. And hopefully we're looking for the Thai stock market to end this year somewhere 1650. So there's still a bit of an upside in comparison to where it's trading right now.
We're still meeting Mr. Kobsit Silpachai, the head of capital markets research at Kasikorn Bank here and across the ASEAN. As you've noted, energy stocks and this commodity super cycle that some people are calling it might be helping keep the Thai set afloat because of the energy components on it as compared to the economic drag. But of course, when we talk about Thailand's economy, we can't talk about it without discussing tourism, which is really banking on this global reopening to revive what is in what's arguably Thailand's most important sector. Is the pain going to continue, you think, Kobsit? And what other sectors might be impacted by these developments if you look across the board, either at SMEs or even companies listed on the Thai set? What kind of blowback might this actually have if this will cast more pain or keep some of these tourism sectors in Thailand closed for the time being?
Yeah, well, I think last year, the sectors that were hardest hit, of course, travel, hospitality, restaurants, anywhere, service industries where you require two people to be in the same place mm-hmm. in order to conduct whatever economic activity. So therefore, I think we're probably going to see the similar picture as of last year, or basically we might have to just bite the bullet to say that whatever we plan to happen this year, it'll have to be next year again, because even though plans by the government to vaccinate at least 50% of the population by the end of this year, it sounds pretty ambitious if you look at the track record in terms of vaccination right now, because they're hoping that by June, we would have some production, local production of the vaccine for AstraZeneca, mm-hmm. and that should facilitate. But if you look at in terms of the government's ability to deal with field hospitals to try to address the current situation at hand, it still looks like it's a rear guard action kind of a situation. So therefore, to paint that kind of picture is a bit optimistic right now. But to come back to your question is that I think we probably see the same sectors being hit over and over again, tourism, restaurants, hotels. Most of these capacity utilizations are way below a trend. So therefore, eventually feeds into wages. So wages eventually will go down. And that's why you would have a deflationary picture in terms of the, as long as the outbreak has not been subsiding and we don't get the vaccination. So to put some numbers in perspective, you know, say for example, I mean, the Bank of Thailand was hoping that we get some kind of tourism arrivals in the area of 3 million. So we might have just to, you know, bite the bullet and say that, okay, that's not going to happen. And that's probably going to be a picture for next year instead mm-hmm. of thinking of 3 million tourist arrivals. Because if you don't have you can't open the establishment, you know, you bring in the tourists and they have no restaurants to go to and they can't go to a bar because the local infection is still very rampant, then pretty much a big turnoff for anybody thinking of traveling. So therefore, I think to answer your question is that we're probably going to shift whatever we thought that's going to happen this year to next year. And then we're probably going to have the same picture, a similar picture of 2024, 2021.
3 million tourists. I mean, that's not even a tenth of what Thailand used to see on average before the pandemic, right, Kobsit?
Yeah, we had like 40 million in 2019. A lot of people were painting this picture that, you know, before we get 40 million again, that's going to be at least another 2 to 3 years down the road.
Right.
When everybody, the whole world starts to have acquired herd immunity.
And this, of course, affecting a lot of Singaporeans who were really banking on perhaps finding ways to travel to Thailand. Of course, this before the outbreak, at least both in Thailand, also the uptick in cases here in Singapore. You know, Kobsit, before we end, I can't let you leave without asking you about the state of capital markets and fundraising out in Thailand, since this is your wheelhouse. When you look at a situation like the COVID-19 pandemic, on one hand, it does affect market volatility and might cause some firms to think twice about raising funds, especially in the equity markets, for instance, we saw Pattaya Beverage suspend its plans to list Beerco out in on the SGX here in Singapore because of this volatility. On the other hand, you know, a lot of firms may be actually cash-strapped and might not have any choice but to actually tap the capital markets to try and raise much-needed funds and liquidity, either to repay certain debts or maybe to even try to weather the storm. Based on what you're seeing, what is the state of capital markets right now in Thailand? Has fundraising been impacted significantly, either for better or worse, by these developments of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, I think in every crisis, the creditors, people who want to lend to people who want to borrow, they become more and more selective. Mm-hmm. And therefore, a lot of people will flock towards quality. So if you have companies that are AAA rated, I think they would actually benefit from this kind of situation, is because as the expectation that inflation is probably going to be tipping towards more deflationary kind of a scenario, and therefore people start to flock towards government bonds, and therefore companies that are AAA rated tend to benefit from this kind of a situation. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you put these creditors into one group that benefit from this kind of a situation. On the other hand, the guys that are the SMEs and BBB credit ratings, they are getting it really tough. And that's why the authorities are trying to come up with these soft loan measures to try to get money out the door. And if the banks are reluctant to, they're going to be finding some kind of credit enhancement tools to try to do some kind of risk sharing and encourage that money to flow towards the other end of the credit curve to try to ameliorate the situation of the cash flow situation. So therefore, you have two sets of groups that are benefiting from this. I guess maybe that's a bit of an extreme characterization, but they are doing better relative to the other end of the credit curve. Say, for example, your triple Bs that are finding it very difficult to try to manage working capital and what have you. So therefore, the authorities have to step in and try to make ends meet for this kind of sector.
All right. Kobsit Silpachai, head of capital markets research at Kasikorn Bank, thank you so much for joining today on Across the ASEAN to give us a better picture of how the recent uptick of this new wave of COVID-19 infections in your country is actually affecting market sentiment and also life overall. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these very uncertain times. And we look forward to next time we can have you back on the show. Meanwhile, stay safe out there and we wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.